Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Just Get Hired podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Fiesta George. Today I'm in Chicago, Illinois, meeting a friend of mine who's here for a conference, and I knew I had to get this episode out to you guys because there's so many of you on the job market today. There's a lot of pressure to find a job, and you start to experience what they call burnout. We're going to talk about handling burnout during your job search. It's one of the topics I feel that gets swept under the rug, but it's really critical for us to address. We're going to chat about some key insights. I'm going to give you some tips to help you navigate through this tough phase. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the show, welcome in. Here at the Just Get Hired podcast, we're all about meaningful conversations on workplace topics and trends that will help you land your dream job or get that promotion. And if you're an employer, stick around because I have a lot of topics, and even understanding topics just like this one is going to help you better connect with your team. Well, my name is Jessica Fiesta George. I've been your guide for all things career related for over two decades now. I've been helping companies and professionals just like you. And if you enjoy chats just like this one, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. Share this episode with someone that you know that needs some career wisdom. Hopefully before the end of this podcast episode, I can flip the camera around so you can see the gorgeous view that we have here in Chicago today. But today's topic is all about handling burnout during the job search. Your health, your well-being during this whole process is really important. So we're going to talk about how to recognize those signs and some practical strategies that you should take to take care of yourself.
Hi, everyone. This is Greg Brooks with Rocket Station.
You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. You're listening to the Just Get Hired podcast. Make sure that you like the podcast and share it with all your friends. I can't wait to hear what you think.
You're listening to another episode of the Just Get Hired podcast. Today, we're talking about how to recognize the signs of burnout. I'm talking about this from the job search process, but burnout can show up in a lot of different phases throughout your career. Every now and then, we tend to hit a wall. There's a lot of pressure to get things done, a lot of pressures at work and at home. So it's important to recognize some of the signs that you might be experiencing when you might be feeling that burnout is on the horizon. So we're going to talk about how to recognize those signs, how to take care of yourself, what it means to set realistic and meaningful goals, just staying busy, and then when you might actually need to seek professional help. A lot of these things are topics that people don't really like to talk about, but I've been getting a lot of messages from people just like you who are on the job market for a week, a month, sometimes up to a year. And it can be really frustrating when you're going through the motions of submitting your application and not getting the feedback that you're looking for. The first thing that we should talk about is just to recognize the signs. It's critical to catch these things early so that you can take action. Burnout will show up in a lot of ways. It could be physically, emotionally, cognitively, behaviorally. So it's really important to keep an eye out on things that are making you feel just a little different. If you're feeling constantly tired all the time, irritable and cranky, you have trouble concentrating. Some of those things might seem like little things to you, but they actually will evolve into something a little bit bigger. So pay attention to your body. If you're starting to feel constantly tired, if you get frequent headaches, if you're noticing that you are changing the way that you eat, if you're overeating because you're stressed out, or maybe you're not eating at all, those can be signs that burnout is creeping in. And then tuning into your emotion. If you feel more snappy than usual, if you're anxious, if you have lost a lot of interest in the things that you used to enjoy, those are also red flags that are signaling that you might be on the verge of emotional exhaustion. If you're getting more snappy at your significant other, if you are responding to people in a short way, pay attention to how these things are coming across because you might not notice them, but other people are. Also, your cognitive signs. If you have different changes to your thinking pattern when you go to the grocery store, are you forgetting the things that you typically buy on a regular basis? Are you having trouble concentrating and staying focused on a task and making decisions properly? Those cognitive symptoms should not be ignored. And then you have to take a look at your behavior. If you're procrastinating more than usual, if you're finding it so hard to stay motivated, which during this time, it really is hard to feel motivated because you're just worried about trying to find a job. If you're starting to withdraw from social interactions, those behavioral changes could indicate that burnout is looming on the horizon. Above all of this, if you recognize that you might be having some of these signs, it's time to take care of yourself. So amidst all of the job search chaos, self-care is a non-negotiable. You have to prioritize your well-being, and that means carving out time for activities that are going to recharge you. For instance, I'm here in Chicago. A friend of mine is here for a conference. She told me to come meet with her. I know that with my busy work-life schedule, I just need time to break away. A little bit of girl time doesn't hurt, but I'm also working. But these are going to be things that will help recharge you. And it recharges me to be able to spend time with family and friends that matter the most. So if you feel like you're hitting that wall, maybe go to the gym, try meditation, taking a simple walk around the block. If the weather is nice outside, take a walk around the block. Take your dog out for a walk. Those little things are going to help you get a little bit more clarity in your day. Don't forget, though, it's okay to say no. So if you feel like there's so much going on and you want to go do something or someone's asking you to do something, it's okay to say no. Take breaks when you feel like you need them. If you've never done any physical activities like yoga or maybe even taking like a Zumba class, journaling if you like to write, or taking a long bath, those are mental breaks that we need throughout our week. So incorporate that into your daily schedule. And then I always like to tell candidates to allocate time on the calendar dedicated to job-related tasks. Set aside a time throughout your day. Maybe it's the first thing in the morning. You get your cup of coffee, you turn on your laptop, and then you start reviewing what jobs have been posted, and you spend 2 hours applying for jobs or revising your resume. Those are job-related tasks that should be dedicated to a specific time on your calendar. That's a good way for you to not constantly have to worry about doing this 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Learn how to disconnect. Stick to a schedule, even when it comes to your sleeping patterns. Try to go to bed at a decent time. Take short breaks, anything you need to do to recharge. And I always like to tell candidates this. It is stressful now, but think about it. When you start going back to work, you're going to wish you still had time to go do some of the things that you get to do today. Once you get that job, it is the 9 to 5, Monday through Friday grind, or depending on where you are, you might have to work nights or weekends. You know that once you start working again, there will not be enough time in the day. So this is your time to actually take it for yourself and enjoy. So celebrate that. Let's talk about setting realistic and meaningful goals. Goals are great. We have to make sure, though, that they're realistic and meaningful. So break them down into smaller, manageable steps, and don't forget to celebrate your progress along the way. Most importantly, make sure that your goals align with your values and what truly matters the most to you. Now, I always like to tell people to focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate all of your wins. No matter how small you think they are, every little victory along the way counts. That could be just customizing a cover letter, rewriting your resume, submitting to different applications to different companies that you've been targeting, reaching out to someone you've never reached out to before and asking them for a meeting. Each little step, just like that, will help propel you forward, and it's really worth acknowledging. But you need to take time to reflect on what truly matters to you in your next role. So align your goals to these values and ensure that you're pursuing opportunities that resonate with your aspirations and your beliefs. If there is a company that you're targeting that really matters to you, or a specific area within a job or a position that appeals to you the most, align your job search to fit those, and then things will change. Just remember, this is only temporary. Whatever you can do to make various changes throughout your job search process is going to get you that much closer to your goal. And switch things up a bit. Don't let this job search consume your entire life. I know that's easier said than done, especially when you've been out of work for weeks on end and it doesn't seem like you are getting anywhere with your interviews. You're not getting the number of offers that you're looking for. You have to start making sure that you switch things up. So engage in activities outside, like picking up a new hobby, volunteering, learning a new skill. Those kind of things are important in balancing your work and life because you don't want to burn out. And if you can prevent burnout, that's going to make you show up to an interview as a more well-rounded candidate. You're going to be better mentally and physically, and you're going to come into the interview with a clear head. So try to think of things that you can do a little bit differently during this time. And that could be like enrolling in a webinar, attending a job fair, going to your local workforce center, and seeing what kind of opportunities they have for networking. People are in the same boat as you. You might actually meet someone at some of these events who can eventually be your buddy during this process. You guys can share best practices and tips and your struggles throughout the job search. And you never know, that relationship can turn into something bigger than it is today because they're going to end up getting a job. You're going to end up getting a job, and hopefully you guys can help each other. Now, despite all of our efforts, burnout will persist, and that's okay. If you find yourself struggling, even if you recognize all your signs, you're doing all of these things that I'm telling you about, don't hesitate to reach out to someone who is a mental health professional. A lot of people don't like to talk out loud about something like this, but remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not a weakness. If you have symptoms of burnout, despite all of your efforts to manage them, if you're talking to someone that you trust, reach out to a friend, a colleague, a former boss, or just anybody that you know and trust. If you feel like you need to go beyond that, you've done everything that you can, it might be time to seek professional support. You can join support groups, seek counseling if you can. There's a lot of valuable resources throughout different communities across the United States, especially when it comes to these challenging times. It is a very stressful time to look for a job. There are a lot of community activities and offices that contribute to listening to whatever you're going through. So consider joining a support group, seek counseling when you can. These places can offer so much reassurance during these challenging times. A few things to keep in mind, just stay flexible in your approach. Sometimes unexpected path will lead to the best opportunity. So try to do whatever you can during this time to stay busy. Mentally focus on yourself because this is the most important time where you can reflect on the things that you can change right now. Talk to trusted resources. Above all, practice self-compassion. You are doing the best you can, and that should be more than enough. So be kind to yourself during this process. Remember, it's okay to take breaks. You cannot be applying for jobs day in and day out. You have to take a break every now and then because if you do that, you'll be a little bit more productive in your day. Ask for help if you need them. If you can weave these strategies into your job search, you're not only going to combat burnout, but you're going to emerge a lot stronger and more resilient. So take care of yourself and remember your well-being, it comes first. There you have it. Recognize the signs of burnout, take care of yourself, set realistic goals, diversify your activities, know when it's time to seek professional help, stay flexible in your approach. And all of these things I'm telling you about, you probably have heard before, but I'm here to reiterate that these are the key ingredients that you need to combat burnout in your job search process. If you found that these episodes and this topic is important to you or could be important to someone else, make sure that you share this with someone who can benefit from this insight. Don't forget, click that subscribe button, stay updated with future episodes. Find me on social media. You can go to my website, jessgethired.com, for more career tips and resources. You're going to find a wealth of information to help you succeed in your job search and beyond. Make sure you find me and follow me on LinkedIn, Jessica Fiesta George. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them there. I have episodes every week this year in 2024, so make sure you tune in to my next couple of episodes. I'm going to feature a few recruiters who are going to answer some of your most pressing questions when it comes to the job search process. We're going to help you answer the most difficult interview questions and what to expect if you're trying to get promoted or to get hired. So thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep chasing those dreams.